So, Eileen, I've got a question for you.
Is it about math?
It's about calculus, yeah.
Oh, good.
Now, this is actually
Calcaneus or calculus?
calculus.
Calculus, okay.
Calculus. Isaac Newton. This question actually comes from a colleague of ours, the lady who's designing websites for me, Imogen, and she wanted to know, what is your take on the whispered ah?
Oh, my take on the whispered awe. That's
You
actually
better tell people what it is first before you give us your take, though.
the whispered awe is a process that you learn in the Alexander technique, when you study the Alexander technique. It's a process of vocalizing in a whisper in a way that you learn to do it while using your coordination in a very effective way and very effortlessly. And it gives you a control of control and an ease, a control and a relaxation of your jaw, of your tongue, of your pharynx, the back of your throat, of the soft palate, of your breathing, and of your voice in general. It's wonderful for singers. You can learn to shape vowels with the back of your throat just because of the control you get. And but it's very effective also for something like stage fright. It's wonderful for that. It's nice for jet lag. It has so many benefits. So
So how do
something
I do it?
you want me to tell you how to do it?
Absolutely.
Oh, I have a little video that I'm doing on that, and I think really I'll put it on YouTube. But to
Okay.
tell you over the phone to tell you how to do it, I don't know
But will the
if that's
video
so
tell
easy.
us?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just wait till the video link is up and then you'll get Eileen's answer to how to do it. How's
Sure.
that? Let me add my few thoughts on this topic. It's not one that I really think about a lot. I know it's a basic one. And it's one of maybe two or three procedures, you might say, in Alexander Technique teaching that have a whiff of exercise about them, wouldn't you say? Whispered ah, monkey, that all those kind of things.
Yeah, the whispered awe is just more like a step-by-step
But
procedure. No one thinks
it is
about
a kind of
exercise
a
sentence.
detailed
It's
movement.
a repeated thing that you would do.
Right, and it has fairly specific instructions that come
Yeah,
with
to
it.
be sure, like a vocal exercise or something, sure.
It's an exercise. And the Alexander technique is famous for not really having any exercises, right?
It was really, as I understand it, the only repeated exercise that Alexander thought was useful.
Yeah, I remember when I first met Marjorie Barstow, it was a question I asked her when we were coming back for lunch and to a workshop, and she just totally dismissed the question. And then the next day someone asked her that in class, and she went on for about 15 minutes on what a wonderful thing it was and how she used it all the time.
Well, the whispered awe, not the idea of exercise. And Alexander, I want to clarify that. It was
The whispered ah.
Alexander didn't like about exercise, Alexander himself didn't like about exercise, was that it was often done unconsciously and repeated without any sense of how someone was doing it. And there's no danger of that in the whispered awe. Pretty much you have to go through so many steps of awareness to do it. And I think it's really useful. I have a lot of students who do it regularly. I enjoy doing it regularly. When I do three of them, my voice is dramatically different. And I could do them right now on the phone, and you probably hear a big difference
No,
here on.
we'll wait for the video.
Okay, but if I just did three without describing them, you'd actually hear a big difference in my voice immediately.
Well, go for it.
Yeah, so it does involve making a sound, so you're going to hear me make this funny sound
Go
if you
for it.
know what the whispered ah is. So there's three of them. And you can probably already, I don't know if you can pick
yeah,
it up.
There is not, a there is a difference. This is archival material. This is probably
it makes quite a dramatic difference.
This may be the first whispered ah actually reproduced electronically and distributed to the World Wide Web. What do you think? So we're gonna wait for your video, which is gonna go into more detail. I do remember, as a final thought, I remember Marge saying whenever people would ask her about it, and she sort of loosened up and would actually work with people on it a little bit, she would say, a big thing to remember is that you can't be afraid of looking silly.
Well, it's good.
You remember that?
To start the whole thing with a smile.
You gotta have it. It's got, and it not just a smile, but it's gotta be a real smile, not a forced smile.
It's gotta be something you think is pretty.
You gotta think it's funny, and you gotta think that looking ridiculous, which you often do when you make this sound, is funny. What do you think?
Yes, and I have just a little anecdotal story of Whispered Ah and what it did for me.
Mm-hmm.
I had very bad TMJ problems, temporal mandibular joint problems, and gone to different doctors before I started the technique, and they would show me x-rays to show how the joint was damaged and didn't have little fluid-filled discs in it anymore, and how my teeth didn't meet. So I had a lot of tension in my jaw before I started the technique. That changed a lot at the beginning of the technique, quite a bit. And there was some residual tightness there that I just thought, well, that's how my jaw is because there are some mechanical things, some actual damage there. And Marge, we were teaching together in Australia, and we happened to have some time at the place we were staying, and she made me do hours of Whispered Ahs, and I didn't like doing them because my jaw was a little tight, and I thought, well, they're not really for me because my jaw doesn't really open the way it should, and there's some damage there. But she made me do hours of Whispered Ahs, and boy, did my jaw change. And it wasn't that my jaw didn't open well because of some damage. Who knows, maybe there still is damage there, but I don't know that it's there. My jaw functions very well and easily and now. So it really made a huge difference. And I remember thinking, at the beginning, I thought, well, they're not for me, only to an extent, because, you know, really my jaw is not going to completely release and move easily. But in fact, it did. But I had to be made to do them for quite a long time.
Well, let's end on that success story. And but I think there'll be more on this topic. I think this is one that we should explore. And if anyone wants to contribute in any way, let us know. So we'll end this conversation now.